Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Hey, hey, good evening. Welcome to Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw. This your girl KB and Lady Q. Nikki will not be with us tonight, so it's just me and Lady Q tonight. Hey, everyone.
Hey, hey, hey. I hope you guys enjoyed our new theme song. That was really cool.
I was like, what in the world?
I was over here bopping like, oh, hey. That was fun. That was tribe. That was fun.
So, you know, thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Thank you guys for joining us each and every week. We thank you. We thank you so much. Hope everybody had a wonderful week so far. And we're just here to just give you everything that you need to hear. Tonight it's all about Give Thanks Tuesday. We're talking about positives in our lives and in our world, the difference that commercialization has done to today's holidays. We're talking about it all today. Tonight we're going to also tune in with a little bit of what in the world topics, the crazy things that's going on in the world. And just join us, tune in, chat with us. Get your wine, your water, your tea, whatever you desire, whatever your vices is. Just get it and join us. It's all about keeping it real and being real. And you know how we do. Lady Q.
No.
So, Lady Q, yes.
I'm sorry. So anybody who was listening last week, we celebrated a birthday. It was Katie's birthday, so I just wanted to give you another shout-out. Woo-hoo.
Thank you.
Did you have fun on your night?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed my birthday. It was amazing. I went, I got dolled up, you know, the usual girl stuff, hair down, mani-pedi.
And you look cute, girl. I was like, look at their pictures. You look super cute.
Thank you. Thank you. It was great. It feels good to be 28.
Creeping on up there close to my age.
A little bit more wisdom. You know how that goes.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Yes, yes, most definitely. So tonight is about Give Thanks Tuesday. Hopefully our listeners could call in and let us know what you're thankful for. You know, the holidays is right around the corner. You can let us know about your favorite dish, whatever you're looking forward to. I work Thursday, so.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I know, right? But it's okay. I'm looking forward to the football game, you know.
Absolutely. That's my favorite part of Thanksgiving, the food, because I love to eat. And the football game, of course. Looking forward to it. For those of you who've been listening, we got a little bet going on, Katie and I, with the Redskins and the Cowboys. So, of course, Thursday is the game of the century for us. We are looking forward to it, and I'm pretty sure we'll be talking trash throughout the whole game. I plan to get the thumbs ready.
That's going to be a great game. Everybody's looking forward to that. Even if you're not a Cowboys or Redskins fan, you know you're looking forward to that game. It's just the rivalry of those two teams. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to some sweet potato pie. That's what I'm looking forward to. And some greens and cranberry sauce.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to Yeah, just the food, all the food, like, the pies and cakes. I'm making banana pudding this year, so I'm going to my dad, so I have to make a banana-less banana pudding, which he calls it just wafer pudding because he doesn't like bananas, so I'm like, okay, that's cool. And just the family time, I'm looking forward to that. I'm thankful for that as well, that I have family, and it's another year that we get to get together and see how we're doing and enjoy good food and good football and lots of laughter.
Right, exactly. That's the best part about Thanksgiving, is being with your family and just enjoying each other, just being thankful. Exactly. That's what it's all about. So what positives do we have going on in our lives? I know one positive about my life right now is being at school and being an honor roll student. I'm just so proud of myself. And I'm grateful. So that's a big positive in my life at the moment. And just being able to do this radio show, that's just the number one positive thing. I'm just grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful for the listeners to tune in each and every Tuesday. I'm just, yes, that's a big positive for us.
Oh, I love that. I'm also grateful for that. I'm glad we've been able to do this as long as we have and that we're enjoying it. And three of us really do enjoy talking to each other and enjoy bringing, you know, our craziness to the people every Tuesday. It's been super, super fun. I'd say the best positive for me right now is just my family. My husband, Calvin, is great, and my two little girls, they are awesome. I'm really enjoying them because they're starting to, you know, really come into their own, and I see more of their little personalities every day. So that's really, really been interesting. Interesting, too, to see myself in these little packages, because
right.
You know, you really start to evaluate yourself once you're coming out of the mouth of a little child. It's like, oh, my goodness, really? Okay. My little two-year-old told me the other day that something was fantastic.
Whoa.
Just bust out laughing, and I'm thinking, really? So I said to Calvin, I said, you know, Jaden said fantastic, and I don't know where she would have heard that. And he looked at me and said, are you serious? You say that all the time. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I do say fantastic. So it's really cute. But that's my biggest positive right now, is my little girls just getting big and being smart.
Yes, that is most definitely a positive thing. If you have any stories or any topics that you want us to talk about, you could email us at kr3al@gmail.com, kr3al@gmail.com. You could also go on Facebook and like our page, Keeping It Real.
And please like our page and spread the word. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. We'd love, love, love you guys to like our page.
Exactly. It's all about spreading the word and helping each other out. We could all get
to the top. You can be a guest on the show, too. I forgot about that part.
Exactly. Exactly. We take anyone, everyday person with a story, entrepreneurs, anyone. Anyone is welcome to be on our show.
Absolutely.
So what do you think about the commercialization of holidays?
Oh, Lord. Really, it makes me sigh just like that every holiday, because I'm just like, it gets worse and worse every year. Like, really, this year they have moved Black Friday from midnight, which is cool because technically that's Friday. Okay, cool. Now they've moved it into Thanksgiving. So we've gotten to the point where you've completely taken the family out of Thanksgiving, and you're making a longer shopping day. And it is so infuriating for several reasons. One, because I just think it should be about family. And two, hello, country. We just went through a big recession. And the reason is because everybody was trying to live above their means and keep up with the Joneses and getting things that they really couldn't afford. So tone down the shopping. Like, do we really need a longer shopping holiday? Oh, my gosh, I don't know, but it's a little annoying. But do you do Black Friday? Do you get out there with the crowds and whatnot?
No. I just think it's just too much. It's crazy. I don't know. I don't get involved in none of that. And the thing that drives me nuts is even before Halloween, they're showing Christmas commercials and Black Friday sales. And it's just like they just ramming it in your face. Like, here you go, 3 months ahead of time.
Yeah, and it's like every year it gets earlier and earlier. Used to be you got to wait until after the day after Thanksgiving they would start showing the Christmas commercials. Then they moved it up to Halloween. Now it's before Halloween. You go in all the stores and they're already with the dang Christmas music and all the decorations. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, really, can we get fully into fall before we start doing all of this? Give me a minute.
Christmas is not the way it used to be. I think Christmas is more of a materialistic thing. And you go in debt, and then when the new year get here, you don't have any money, and you're stressed, and just because you went out and bought all these gifts, and, you know, it's just overwhelming. It's just too much. It's just time to tone it down and get back to what Christmas is really all about.
It really is. That's how we do it in my house. We do it really toned down. I don't even have a full-size tree. I have this little fake tree, this little silver tree, and I might get a little bit of a bigger one this year, but still not like, you know, and just we keep the presents really, really toned down because we said, you know, we didn't want our girls to be thinking that the point of Christmas was to get a bazillion gifts.
Right.
You know, and we usually tend to, we go around some family members that, and, you know, it doesn't matter who we choose to be around Christmas, we always kind of gather together with the family, and it's just all about, you know, we play games and watch football and just enjoy each other's company, eat good food, and really make sure that our girls know that it's about family. Something else we did last year, too, was to start going through their toys. And so Zoe understood it better this year, that, you know, this time of year we go through all our toys. She understands we're getting rid of stuff and giving it to the kids who don't have. You know, I feel like Christmas is also about charity because it's so cold outside. So many people who don't have families or don't have jobs or don't even have a place to celebrate the holidays. And so, you know, it's about making sure you remember to be thankful for everything you have and all your family you have, and also to give back, I think. Really, really important just as a community to take care of those you don't have.
Yes, yes. And I think it's very important for a lot of parents to show their kids that it's important to give back, because a lot of kids don't know how good they have it.
And that's
so
a problem
this
generation.
Yeah.
Remember, we were talking about that, you know, earlier on one of our shows about this entitlement generation where they feel like everything needs to be given to them. You know, I was in the store. This 15-year-old girl told her mom, she was joking with her mom, but she said, "You should have been bought me a car by now." And I'm thinking, I wish I would have thought that and told that to my mother. Should have been bought me a car. Really? I'm not sure
exactly. That
that's like a natural just given. You know, in my house,
right,
we earned everything. Starting at a certain age, we literally had to earn everything. If you're great, and it was mostly by grades. Our grades had to be on point. C's were not acceptable, so A's and B's only. And if you didn't, you know, achieve that come Christmas time or birthday time or any other time when you want to do something, you weren't going to do it. I had one birthday that I didn't get anything, and I remember that. And I did not do that again because that was not fun and my parents were not playing. And I think, you know, that's important to teach my kids as well. You know, you earn things. You're not entitled to anything because there are plenty of people who have absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Will Smith said it best. Will Smith tells his kids the same thing too. Will and Jada, they tell him, you know, y'all don't have money. We have money. We're rich. Y'all don't have anything.
Right. Right.
And that's,
you
and
know,
that's very
crazy.
Important.
Because I was watching T.I. and Tiny the other night, and he told his kids the same thing. He said, "I'm rich, not you." And then he told them, "What way can you guys get any money?" And they came up with a lemonade stand, and they made lemonade, and they made their own money. So I love that he instilled those things in them.
And I love it even more when it's a celebrity, you know, because you could easily...
Right.
As a parent, you naturally want to think about you wanting your kids to have better than what you had. So, you know, for Will and for T.I. to come from the hood where they come from and then be able to make it and be very, very wealthy and never have to work, they could have easily just, you know, let their kids be spoiled and also never have to worry about anything. But, you know, they're teaching the children that, you know, you have to work just like I had to work. If you have a passion, you better figure that passion out. Like, I love that T.I. has his, one of his sons, I don't remember which one, I would get him mixed up, but one of his sons that, you know, he said, you know, I want to do what you do, Daddy. And he said, okay, well, get out there and do it. And he made him rehearse, and he had an outfit, and he wrote his rap, and he told him, no, that's not a good rap, try again. And he had to write another one, and, you know, he made him work for it. And he could have easily called in a couple of writers or sat down himself and wrote him out a little rap and put him out there like it was his, but he didn't. He said, you know, this is what you want to do, then do it. Let's see. Let's see what you got. I love that.
I love that. You have to earn. You have to earn. You can't just think it's just going to fall out the sky. No. You have to work for what you want. You have to work. It's that simple.
Yeah, because when you get out in the real world, nothing falls out of the sky. It gets even harder. You definitely are going to be
better. Yes. It's crazy. And you know what? Speaking of Jada Pinkett and Will Smith and, you know, she said she has a partnership with her kids. And that was like a big, big topic, a big ordeal. Even Wendy Williams was talking about it. She didn't really agree with it. I don't agree with it either. There's no partnership with parenting.
What is it that she was saying exactly? Like, what?
I guess it's partnership meaning you do your thing. Like, I'm not going to hover over you. I mean, like, there's a partnership in, you know, partnership. There's a partnership in your marriage. You guys have a partnership, but I don't believe there's a partnership with you and your daughters. You're the parent. There's only one boss in this. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, I feel on both sides. I came from a military background, so my parents were very strict. And it was good as far as it gave me structure. But when I turned 18, I went buck wild, like crazy wild. And I feel like there is a point to where your leash can be too tight. But I also think, on the other hand, your leash could be too loose. So I think that as long as the partnership is we're discussing something and I'm going to let, especially once I get to a certain age. Now, her kids are still, well, her Willow is still a little young, so some of the decisions she's let her make, I think, are a little inappropriate. Like the, I think she has a nose piercing.
They said that wasn't real.
It's allegedly.
They said that wasn't real, so.
Okay, well, if it's not real, then I'm okay. I'm kind of cool with it. And the only reason is that, you know, I was a very eccentric kid. I'm still a very eccentric person, but I knew very early on the things that I liked. And I think if you let your kids explore a little bit, it kind of helps them. Like, the one thing my mom always did let me do was wear anything I wanted, as long as I was covered. So I would come out with the craziest clothes, and I looked like a fool when I look back on it. But I got to express myself in my clothing, and I got to really just be who I was in my weird outfits, whatever I would throw on for that day, and just be, and I would, quote, making a statement. And it was just like the sweetest thing ever, but I was expressing my individuality, and I was a kid.
Exactly.
And I got to, so I think as long as it's a certain level, like when she let her cut her hair, and she did it in this weird way, and a lot of people were like, I can't believe you let her do that. I liked that because I felt like, you know, her message was, it's just hair. It'll grow back, and if that's the way you want to express yourself, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're getting into, and you know that if you shave the side of it, it's shaved. There's no, it's shaved until it grows back. And she let her do it, and, you know, I think that's okay. But as long as you're at a certain level with it, it can get out of hand. So I hope Jada doesn't let it get too far, because it's a slippery slope, and I feel what you're saying. You have to be the boss, and you have to make sure that you're not your kid's friend. I can see being a partner and making sure everybody's discussing everything. We're talking, we're having open communication. But when it comes down to decision time, you got to still be the boss, because kids will want to tattoo their foreheads if you let them.
Yes, these teenagers are just off the chain.
Aren't they?
Yes, so, you know, you just have to be careful with them and, you know, just let them know who's the boss and use that communication. I just think communication is the key. And not letting your child being afraid to come to you and talk to you about anything, that's another thing. I think that's very important. You should be able to go to your parents and talk to them about anything. You should not be afraid. So I think that's just so important as well. So we're going to go and take a music break, and we'll be right back. We're going to listen to Faith Diggs, Treat Me Right.
You're gonna treat me. cross my heart and swear to die now. You were just fronting, acting stupid. You were just lying, said you're never leaving.
And you,
you changed the way I felt inside, girl. It should be back then, forgive me a minute to shed some light, cause I can't see it. The more you come and go, you know exactly how I feel. So baby, please don't leave, no, no, no. You got my love just crashing now. I can't believe you wanna leave after you said you won't leave me alone. Come back to change the picture from what we're doing to what we started. Leaving is not a good option.
I need you close to me.
Can we move on?
It's confusing when you say to me I can't think straight.
Cause girl, you've been leaving. The more you come and go, you know exactly how I feel. So baby, please don't leave. No, no, no. You got my love just crashing down. I can't believe you wanna leave after you said you won't leave me alone.
Tell you free for Bill V. So you rollin' with a G. I can take you from the south. south side to the west side, north side, back down to the east side. I'm connected like Lakeshore Drive through the whole shot. So we cool when we ride, just tabernacle. I just wanna bite that apple. Put you in a different mind frame from the stress and the strain. Use your brain with the Mary Jane. Conversate while we train. Get to know you better, been the blocks by the lake. Pop another bottle, got money in the bank. Then we off to the AHA, shrimp and steak, and you straight. Now you licking on your lips like that. Feeling on your gas, get you wet like that. Take it to the room, bring you over like that. It's me first, I'ma hit you back. So hard, deep between the sheets. I knew you was a freak from your head to your feet. Pin you to the wall, to the bathroom stall, to the shower. We the wind, air, wear, but raw. Push it to the limit like Rick Ross. We the fill you up while I break you off. Peace, put you to sleep, roll the beat, cheap. Wake you up around three, we loose. Say I ain't the truth, you call me, I ain't gotta call you. Next time we at the mall, it's on you. And that's how baby girl, mine got blue.
Mommy, I got you watching me, watching you. What you do, what you doing tonight? Cause girl, from what I see, you got everything I want. I got everything you need, let's hit the goal, it's right. So we can get it on tonight. Just sit back, relax, and wine. I'm guaranteed to blow your mind when we get it on tonight.
Lady, let me walk with you while our thoughts exchange. Time is money, and I hate wasting mine, but for you, I spare a little change. I see your new Air One, got a few stains, huh? Come, let's make moves in my whip. Put your seat back, girl, you relax. Let the purple haze take you on a trip. You in the presence of Mr. Presidential, and baby girl, I'm feeling you. From your head down to your feet, potential is what I see in you. Miss Onassis, as is, ain't no other woman seeing you. The only other missing element that I see you missing, boo, is me with you. We can fix that, picture this. You and I intertwine, getting friendly, sipping Remy. On the ground, new body and clock, getting cake. Until we on the states, on the aisle, sitting pretty. Eating lobster and steak, sipping fine wine. Or chilling hard at the lake in the summertime. You for me, little mama, me for you. We can make it to the top, just where you stay true. You, say you got big dreams, wanna be a big star and do big things. Ride big cars, rock big bling. All back in the winter, just to chill in Palm Springs. Do you need this G, miss? Please dismiss who ain't me, miss. Your dime has expired, the dime has arrived. Are you down for the ride, or you slide to the side? What's up?
Caught your eyes, yeah, and I was ready to ride. Oh,
I caught your eyes, yeah, and I was mesmerized, yeah.
Welcome back to Keeping It Real. That was Crux, Get It On Tonight. We also listened to Treat Me Right by Fate Biggs and If You Leave by CJ. Those are some hot songs we just played.
Those were some hot songs. I was over here jamming. I almost forgot we was on the air.
Yes, those is hot. Those is real hot. Got to play those more often. So what hot topics you have, Lady Q? What crazy thing you see going on?
OMG, everything's crazy. People are losing their minds. Like, I think, I don't know if it's the holidays, I don't know what it is, but people have lost it. They're just going crazy. I had one, and it just went out of my head, but oh my gosh. Sorry. But because I was going to tell you.
Where happened? Where did it go, Q?
I know, right? You have to come back to me. It was about driving. Oh,
that's crazy. I could go into my crazy one that I've seen while you think about yours.
Okay.
It's the man, the employee that stabs the customer at the T-Mobile store.
OMG, what?
Yes, yes. Just because the customer complained about their bill, he stabbed the customer.
Wow. So maybe he was having a bad day. I don't know. It happened in Pennsylvania. It's just crazy.
Goodness. It's not that serious. That seems like one of those situations, like, you know, you're getting fussed at all day, and you go on lunch, and you're like, you know what, the next bleeper to bleeper that comes up here with something to say, I'm just going to stab him.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then he's on the run, so their police are looking for him at the moment.
Oh, my gosh. So he stabbed him and ran out the store?
Yes, I guess he's gone, you know, to another state. They're looking for him. I don't know, but it's crazy. And then you never know what day people are having or what type of day they're having. You just never know what people may be going through. I don't think it's okay for him to stab the person, but I don't know what happened. Like, what drove him to just, you know, you just never know what's going on up in that head.
You never know. And that's true. And that's why I always say treat people nicely. Like, doesn't matter if it is your waitress when you get stopped by the Waffle House or anybody. Just treat them nicely because you just never know. And not because you don't want anybody to flip out on you, but just because it's the right thing to do. But you don't ever know. People might just flip out. You know, people are walking around carrying a lot of things on their shoulders. And you don't want to be the one because you smacked your lips or rolled your eyes and somebody all of a sudden didn't like that too much and took care of it.
Right. You have to be careful and just treat others how you want to be treated. That's simple. Right. So did you think of your story yet?
Mine was actually political, I remembered, because earlier I was on my Facebook page. It was called, I think they're going to shut it down now that he's elected, but it's called Re-Elect President Obama in 2012. And I was just laughing still and shaking my head at some of the rhetoric that people got going on. But what do you think about some of the things that have been said about why Obama's won? Like, for instance, one of the things was that the urban vote came out, and so, therefore, they won on the issues, but because of the urban vote, they lost. Basically implying that we don't know the issues and that we, as quote urban people, voted just for whatever reason they want to fill in the blank because he's black, because of the quote gifts that he gives us. I'm still waiting on some gifts. I don't get any gifts, and I still voted for him, so I don't know what that means exactly, but really... What do you think about that?
They need to stop all that ignorance because a lot of us have learned the issues. That's one thing I can say about African American. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have learned the issues. And even when it comes to the young generation, it's the young generation that actually got Obama into office. It's
mm-hmm.
not the older ones. It's the young generation when it comes to financial aid and insurance and just little things like that. You know, that's what helped him got into office. So, I just don't agree with all the craziness they're saying. Didn't they say something about even the, like, the Spanish majority, they got something for free or something like that? I've seen something about that. It's just a lot of ignorance that's being said about us getting free this and that. And I just don't agree with it. I bypass a lot of those things. Just let the man do his job and keep it moving. Like, just get over it. He's in. What?
Yeah, exactly. It just makes me shake my head because at the same time, you know, the days after the election, everybody, including Republicans, were saying, you know, the reason the election was won is because one of the reasons is the Republican Party's inability to reach out to other groups, women, blacks, any minority groups, young people. They're just unwilling. They just want to continue to be ruled by one race, one sex, which is white men. And obviously white men are not the majority anymore, and their white men vote is not going to win you the election. So, you know, they're saying that on one hand, but then on the other hand, you're insulting everybody by saying we didn't know the issues and that we're getting gifts and this and that. And, you know, it's, like you said, pure ignorance. and I get really tired of getting painted by that same brush. You know, you can't call, quote, the urban vote one thing. That's not fair. The urban vote is so many different things. It's women, mm-hmm. it's married couples, it's young people, it's all sorts of people that are in the urban areas that are coming out to vote. So,
right.
I don't know.
And a lot of us are educated. It's that
mm-hmm.
simple. A lot of us know what's going on. We're not stupid. We know what's going on. So they just need to stop all those ignorance. But, I mean, why say that? Because it's a lot of Caucasians that voted for Obama. What do they have to say about them? You know, it's a lot of them that agree with everything he's saying for, and they
mm-hmm.
voted for him. Just stop nicking, you know, picking, and, you know, let the man do his thing.
Yeah, because we have to work together at this point. At this point, he's in office. All of us have to put aside our differences and figure out how we're going to get the, you know, get the country back together for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what it is. So all of this
mm-hmm.
silliness that you keep spewing is not going to change the election. It's not going to do anything. It's just going to make you continue to look like whiny babies and petty as well. Because, oh, my gosh, just the pettiness is ridiculous.
Most definitely. And one more last thing. It's about the citizens. It's about the people
mm-hmm.
and the residents and everyone that lives in the United States. It's not about your personal feelings towards this person because he's that or, you know what I mean? It's just about
mm-hmm.
the people. So, like you said, let's move on and try to get the country back on track, which is
mm-hmm.
it's already on track. It's on a good roll right now, and let's just keep it moving and get it cracking.
Absolutely.
It's this topic I wanted to talk about. What do you think? I know it's 2012, and it's a lot of women that's saying that, no, I'm not taking my husband's last name. It's the 21st century.
Well, I can say that I had that conversation going into my marriage, and I always felt like, you know, I'm a new age kind of girl, and I like doing things a little bit differently. So I really thought going into it that I was not going to change my last name. And I really didn't want to. I felt like, you know, I want to keep mine, or I'll hyphenate it, or something, you know, something hip like that, okay? But my last name was, my maiden last name was Johnson, and I thought, and I was really attached to it, you know, all my siblings and everything, so I was really proud of my Johnson name, you know, I think I want to keep it. But the closer we got to it, and the more we, and he was fine with whatever decision that I made, it was, you know, basically me, because he's like, you're the one that has to change it, you're the one that has to go through everything to change it. And when it came down to it, I felt like, I just wanted to do it. It felt like a strong pull. We're pulling our union together, and, you know, we're not a traditional couple, but there's certain traditions that I like because they feel good. And so it kind
right.
of felt good that, to me, taking your husband's last name means a little bit more than just changing your name. You know, you're with this person, and this person is your provider now, and he's supposed to take care of you and protect you and be that person. And of course, that's in a fantasy world. It doesn't always happen that way. Some marriages don't work out that way, but that's what it's supposed to be. And so to me, that's why I decided, okay, I'm going to take his name, because that's what it felt like to me. Like, you know, he's now my provider, and he's taking care of me, and he does such a damn good job of it. Excuse my language. He does such a good job of it that I just, in the end, decided I'm going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and do that. We're all going to have the Barry name, you know, the kids, because he was only him and his sister. And so she changed her last name, obviously, when she got married. So the name would have just died with him. And so I thought also, you know, I want to carry that on. So I don't know. What do you think about it? You are fiance. So what are you going to do?
I think that it's important to change the last name. I'm, you know, an old school type of girl. I just think
mm-hmm.
that's just the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
My dad do not have any sons. He only has daughters, so he has no one to really carry on his last name.
Mm-hmm.
So But at the same point, I think about that a lot. Like, why else should I keep my last name because my father don't have any signs to carry the last name? But then I'm like, no. if I have to change my last name, I just have to change my last name. It's just the right thing to do. I just believe it's the right thing to do. Forget about it's the 21st century. I mean, I know we all have our own decisions and choices and, you know, whatever. But I say stick to changing the last name. I mean, but it depends. When it comes to you being a celebrity, you can use that, yes, that yes. When it comes to you being a celebrity, I believe that you should be able to function the boat, because I know it's a lot of celebrities that maybe on their driver's license, they'll use their marriage name, and then on stage they will use their, you know, their regular last name. So I just believe, yeah, when it comes to that sort of thing, yes, you could juggle the both, but if you're just a normal, everyday person, go ahead and just change your last name.
That is interesting. And see, I'm also a little superstitious as well. Like, I feel like it's kind of bad luck, or it's a bad omen for a woman if you, you know, you hyphenate the name, so you keep your maiden name and you just hyphen and then add whoever, you know, your new husband's name. I think that's kind of bad luck, because it's like, oh, okay, you know, if this doesn't work out, I could always just drop the hyphen in the name, no big deal, and I still have, you know what I mean? So I feel a little weird about that too. I'm like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to bring any bad karma or bad luck my way. That's funny, but I really did think about that. I'm like, man, that's kind of, you know, anybody that I've ever known that has done the hyphen thing, they're no longer married. I mean, personally, the people that I know that
really?
You know,
wow. Married.
Yeah, and so I kind of was just like, okay, you know, this is obviously or could be looked at as just a big coincidence, but to me, it's a mindset. If you're going into it, like something else Will and Jada say, obviously I like them as a couple, second time tonight I've quoted them, but anyway, something else they say is, you know, the D word is not allowed on the table. They've never said it out loud. They don't talk about it, and they said that going into their marriage, because if you go into it with divorce on the table, knowing that divorce is always an option, then are you really going to put forth the entire effort? And so as a woman, if you hyphenate the name, if you're not willing to make the sacrifice of giving up your name and joining your husband in the union and having the last name, then are you in the right mindset? Like, have you thought about the fact that you can get out at any moment and that you have an out? You know what I mean?
Right. It's just basically saying, like, are you really ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really ready for that change? Because it's not about you anymore. It's about two people.
Absolutely.
So you have to be able to just give and take. So, I totally think that's. And, you know, speaking of names and things like that, something I came across about kids calling their parents by first names. That's just like a new thing now as well. You don't hear mom or dad. You hear Tommy or Tisha or.
That's hilarious. What do you think about that?
I mean, like we were saying before, parents need to stop being friends with their kids. There is no way my child is going to be calling me by my first name. That's just rude and disrespectful, and that's just not the way to go. But, I mean, for each its own, you know. Some parents allow that, because I see that a lot. I see a lot of kids that don't say mom or dad. They're called their parents by their first name. So, to each its own. But I just, like I said, I'm a traditional type of girl. And I just feel like some things are just not to be unraveled when it comes to that. No, let's stick to calling our parents mom, or even if you say Mr. Johnson or Mr. Drysdale, instead of saying, you know, James or Beverly. Right. So, you know, need to have more respect for our adults. It's just that
simple. I agree. I can say that I obviously. I said I'm very eccentric. So before kids, I had all these plans of what I was going to do, and I was going to let my children be free and to express themselves, blah, blah, blah. My mom calls it tree. She calls me her tree hugger because I have all these, you know, hippy-dippy ideas about raising kids or what life should be like anyway. I thought, yeah, I'll let my kids call me queen. Yeah, that's no big deal. Like, really, it's not a big deal. Until I had kids. And even just teaching my daughter, because my oldest is just a very observant little kid, and she asked me one day, I think she's about 2.5, almost 3, and she asked me, well, what's your name? And I said, Mommy. She said, no, what's your name? And I went, oh, so she's got to the point where she understands that my name is not Mommy. Okay, well, my name is Quenisha. She said, okay. And I think she got it from my little brother. I have a little brother who's 7. So he comes around, and, of course, he calls me Sissy most of the time, but he calls me Quenisha. So I think she understood, oh, okay, wait a minute. You know, that's her name. So she slipped up one day and said it. And I thought my head was going to spin off my shoulders because it felt so foreign, for one. Like, it just felt so wrong. Like, that should not be happening. You are not even 3. You're my kid. Like, you have no idea. I birthed you. I had no drugs. Seriously, you were almost born in a car. I need you to call me Mom. It felt very like, rah, don't call me that. You know, it was very weird because I didn't expect myself to react that way. But, no, I'm all for what you said. It's a respect thing. And your kids should obviously know your names. And, you know, my kids know our names, but you better not dare call me that. You call me Mom, Mommy preferably, because they're still young. So I prefer Mommy. When they say Mom, I'm like, oh, can I get the baby back? But anyway, it's a respect thing. Like you said, you shouldn't unravel it. It should be respectful, especially because I think if you let your kids start calling you that, do they have respect for you? And are they eventually going to start just thinking they can talk to you like they're talking to Tommy or Keisha in the street, you know, and no.
Yes, don't agree with that either, don't at all. Okay, so let's switch the topic. So I have this topic that I wanted to talk about. It was also talked about on Wendy Williams like a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic was about, do you think cheaters can be rehabilitated? This is leading to the 2 Twilight kids. They're adults, but I call them kids. Kristen Stewart and Rob Patterson, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had cheated on him, and now they're back together. So we're tying that story with them. Do you think cheaters can be rehabilitated, or is it always a cheater? You know how it goes.
I would say, I guess the simple answer was yes, I think they can be rehabilitated. Or I wouldn't even say rehabilitated. I believe that you can be a one-time cheater. I don't think that, and that's just because I don't believe everybody can be painted with one brush. So I don't think if you've cheated once that means that you'll consistently cheat or you'll do it again or anything like that, or it leads to, you know, all this other stuff. I think that there can be circumstances or people that can just have a one-time mistake, and that mistake can, you know, there's some people that learn their mistake early. They only get one traffic ticket in their life, and they never get it again. And then there's some people that get 50 before they finally get it. I think that it's the same way with cheating. I think there's one person that, you know, you could do it, and you could realize how much that hurts the person or hurts you, and it's devastating. You never want to do that again to someone, and you don't. And then there are the people, you know, that are just going to be serial cheaters. So I think you can be rehabilitated. I think you can cheat once. I think you just have to be careful because you do teach people how to treat you. So if you're forgiving a cheater, you have to be very careful about how you're moving forward, what healthy things you're doing to try to make sure that that doesn't happen again and figure out why it happened in the first place. You know, just do the work so that trust is rebuilt. You have to be very, very careful, but I think you can. I think you can. What do you think?
I think you can be rehabilitated. I don't know why they use that word, but I don't know why they use that. But you know what's so crazy? They're saying that cheating is now being diagnosed as a sickness. So,
are you serious? Oh my God.
But I do believe that some people are sick when it comes to cheating. Like, some people just cannot help it. Like, they just have to be in something all the time, beep, beep, beep. But they just have to be with something or deal with something different all the time. I just feel like some people do have a sickness. And I do believe that you make mistakes. We're all humans, but I don't believe in the saying that once a cheater is always a cheater. I don't believe in that. I believe that you can change as a person and you can learn from your mistakes and grow from everything. But I do believe that cheaters out there that's just, cannot keep their, legs closed or things in the back, you know. So I just think,
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that whole sickness thing. And it's only because everything, nowadays, everything is considered a sickness. And I think it's all about, like you said, as human, we're all human, right? So, like, I think it's all about self-control. Like, I eat too much. I've got an eating disorder where I just want to eat all the time. No, it's self-control. You cannot help yourself. You have to learn the part of self-control. It's the same thing with cheating, I believe. I believe that, is it natural to just be with one person? Or, you know, we're sexual beings, of course. So is it natural to just be with one person or be attracted to only one person? No, it takes work. I don't think that monogamy is a natural thing. But if you go into that sort of a situation and commitment, and you make the commitment to be monogamous, then you absolutely have the responsibility and the right to carry out that commitment. And if you decide at any point, hey, this is too hard, I need some new, then you have the responsibility still to say, hey, guess what, I'm not interested in this anymore, and I need to go out and explore. You have to say that and be honest, even if it hurts the other person. You still have to do that. I don't feel like there's no, in my opinion, there's no reason to ever cheat. It's just not necessary, and it takes extra work, and there's extra game playing, and there's lying, and you've got to figure out this and that, and
going behind the back,
when you could just be free and say, hey, I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I'm hurting you, but I feel the way I feel, and I need to go do that. So that's what I'm gonna do. Then you need to,
spread my wings a little bit, and
you have to be honest. So, like you said earlier, it's all about communication. So, it's interesting that it's being called a sickness, because I think there are some people, especially the people that probably do have the sickness, are going to use that to try to exploit it. You know, baby, I can't help it.
Right.
I got a sickness. Right. No, they said it on the news. You didn't see it. They said it was sickness. You got to put up with that. You know, there's some trifling people out there.
No, I don't
want to
hear all that.
nobody I know better come at me with that, because we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a sickness, too.
Yes.
I'm gonna have a sickness. I'm gonna have a sickness called trigger finger. Anybody better come at me with that.
But I don't think that is so crazy. The way you just said that,
I mean, really, it's just too much. Everything, just the sickness, sorry, just makes me laugh. That makes me giggle. But I feel what they're saying, though. There are people out there that are just straight up horn dogs, is what I would call them. If that's the way you feel, I don't think that's a sickness. I just think where the sickness comes in is you're a liar, because don't get in a committed relationship if you want to stay out there doing your thing. Just don't be committed.
Right.
It's easy. There's plenty of people out there to have sex with. There's a lot. Everybody will have sex if you want. If you want that, then there's people out there that'll do that with you. Don't break somebody's heart and be in a relationship and go out there and do what you're doing, because it's dangerous, for one. Believe me, people, this is 2012, and there is all sorts of things out there that are nasty. So stop.
Yes, it is.
Anybody listening to this, stop it.
Pants and clothe them legs.
absolutely, or cover it up. I mean, really, it costs it costs much cheaper to get a 12 pack of condoms than it does to try to go to the clinic and get rid of some stuff. Seriously.
What do you mean? What costs what? It costs nothing to get condoms. You can go to the clinic and they'll give you a bag of condoms.
You right. I forgot about that. Oh, you absolutely
yes.
right. Give you a little bag. All you have to do is go up to the little front desk and say, can I have a bag? And they'll give it to you in a nice brown bag, all discreet and whatnot. You have a whole bunch.
They'll keep up real good. So, yeah,
I used to do that when I was younger, when I lived by myself. I had, and when I was in college, I also would get all the free ones at the health department, and I had a bowl, and I would have access. You know, my neighbors knew that if they needed a condom in an emergency situation, they didn't even have to knock. Just open the door, grab it. It was right by the door. Grab a little
mm-hmm.
condom and go on about your business. It's all about being safe, being safe.
Yes, it is all about being safe. Make sure you protect yourself. So many things going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
So protect yourself and communicate with your partners and be honest. Be honest.
Speaking of that, did you hear about the man with 25 kids?
What? Get your life?
Yes, girl. There is this man who just ended up having to, I think the women got together to take him to court. 25 kids with 18 different women. Some of them getting as little as $1.26 for child support.
What?
Another lady getting $5 for one and $9 for the other a month for child support. But yet this fool, the reason that it got brought back up to court and the media attention is because he was on Facebook posing in pictures with stacks of money. So the question was, I believe Michael Bazin posed the question first. The question was, should a man with this many kids, you know, even be considered to pay child support? Like basically, or, oh, no, should he be allowed to continue to procreate? Should he be allowed, you know, should they medically sterilize him? Because he has all these kids that he's not taking care of. He is not with any of the children's mothers. And, you know, he's got all of these cases pending. There's 18 women. I mean, that's bigger than a basketball team with even
yeah.
the bench. Like, seriously, 18 women?
Yeah,
oh, my
they
God.
Need to, yeah, they need to cut that off. It's time to snip, snip, clip. And
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He need to stop. That's just disgusting. Like, come on. Like, really? Come on.
Yeah.
No, that'd
be
hot.
Too much. And it's dangerous. There was on Zane's page where she had a story, she's had two stories where women have talked about getting in these relationships and come to find out they were in relationships with their fathers. And didn't even know. Because, you know, when you have all these kids, you don't know. And then, you know, for his situation, these kids could all be around the same town. So they could be dating each other and not even know that they're brother and sister.
Exactly.
You know, you don't,
how
this,
many?
This,
25?
It's so irresponsible.
It's 25, right?
Yeah, 25.
Yeah.
So, that's a classroom.
Definitely. Yeah, that will happen. That most definitely
yeah.
will happen. Somebody is going to be dating a cousin, somebody. So.
Yeah, and that's just, oh, that's so crazy. But I'm with you. They should be, because I'm like that with women, too. If you're a woman, and you've been on welfare, and you get all sorts of assistance, and you keep on popping out babies, I believe, in my opinion, baby number 5, when you go in, and if the doctor is taking care of that, Medicaid. So basically you have some sort of Medicaid medical assistance. If it's being paid for by the government, they need to automatically tie your tubes. That's just
right.
what it is, because we, as taxpayers, are paying for that. So I feel the same way for men. If once you get to 5 and you're not taking care of any of them and you're not with any of the kids' mothers, you're not even trying, you don't even have a job, you're just on TV, you know, I'm on Facebook blasting your money, oh, no. You need to go in and have that little 20-minute procedure, tie it on up, and then you can have sex like you want to, because you don't have to worry about getting any more babies. It's fine. Your monster will still work the way it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Do something. Strap it up. Do something. I don't think I'm absolutely agree with you. I'm not with that. Having kids all over the place and then you're not being a good father. That's just horrible. And he should be ashamed of his damn self. It's that simple. So it's just ridiculous. So we're going to play some music and we'll get right back with you guys.
in a minute. So here's Matt B. Ray.
Thank you. exclusive. Tokyo, all the way to the East Coast, baby.
Keeping it real with Nikki Outlaw. If you was listening earlier, you know that our girl is not here with us tonight. We miss you, boo. That was Getting It In by K-Styles featuring J. Kel, Runaway with Dominique Beyonce and Matt B. Ray. Go ahead, Lady Q.
Huh?
Did you want to say something?
Oh, I just wanted to echo that I miss Nikki. Hey, girl, we miss you. See you next week.
Yes, we do. We miss our girl. Thanks for joining us this week. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And just we thank you for just being a part of our journey. We thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in each and every Tuesday and taking the time out to listen to us and, you know, just joining us with each and every topic or whatever discussion we have to talk about. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, most definitely. I wanted to say, since we've been talking about couples and relationships so much, do you believe that couples could get back together after divorce?
I do. And I think in, you know, today's world, And like we said earlier, you know, divorce is an option, and it's kind of a quick option nowadays, and, you know, so many people are doing it. And I think some couples forget to take the time to work out your issues. You know, it's kind of like, okay, we're having an issue, and it's been going on for a little while, so we're just going to get a divorce. It's easier. And then they turn around, and they're like, well, I kind of do still love you, and we have all this history together. Like NeNe Leakes, you know, she divorced her husband. Anybody doesn't know, NeNe Leakes is one of the stars of Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's also been on Celebrity Apprentice, and I think she now has a show, The New Normal, on NBC. Anyway, she divorced her husband, Greg, of 15 years. They divorced, and, you know, now she's dating him. So it's very interesting, you know, thinking people need to take the time to really evaluate divorce and make sure that that is the last option. I mean, you've tried everything you possibly can with outside help included before you just hurry up and go to the courthouse and sign the papers and whatnot, because it's a big decision, as well as getting into marriage. So I do believe that people can get back together after divorce.
I believe so as well. I believe that people can get back together after a divorce, because sometimes you don't know what you have until it's gone. So, yes, and I feel like, you know, even with the NeNe situation, NeNe went out and, you know, she got her own and she did what she had to do and, you know, she made her own name and, you know, now she's like, okay, well, this is what I want. This is just where it's at right now, and I'll try again, even if we just have to start dating again, especially for the son situation. They have an older son, but the younger one, he's most definitely needs his parents around and needs them to be friends. So I totally agree with that, yes. Yes, you can get back together after divorce.
Absolutely.
I think Greg is good for her. She's good for Greg.
I haven't watched the last two seasons. The last time I watched was when I think the season where she met her father, and they really got into it about that, and Greg had said a few things about him basically putting her on the map and giving her money, and, you know, she was really, really hurt about that, and it seemed right after that she got her hustle on, and she was like, oh, really? Well, I'm going to show you real quick. And, you know, so I hope they work it out. She seemed to really, really love Greg, and I think she was really hurt by the things that he said, and she was embarrassed, and I think she kind of felt like maybe she had to make a decision based upon what everybody else thought. You know, don't let a man disrespect you like that. Don't let a man say that about you when you know that's not true, and yada, yada. But she is a mother, and they do have a young son. I think he's only, what, 13 or 14? He's still a young man, and it's important that, like you said, they're friends. And if, you know, in your friendship you still realize that you love each other and want to make it work it out, then by all means, please, please do that. It'll be better for the young man in the long run. For sure, for sure.
Exactly. I believe so as well. If you can't work it out, just go ahead and work it out. And especially for the kids. So this is a crazy story about the man that's behind the Elmo voice, the allegations that's been going on. His name is Kevin Clash.
Yes.
Yes, I think that's just crazy. That is a what in the world type of topic, because this man was accused, I think, last week, and now this week there's another allegation. So now he had resigned.
So can you tell me the whole story? Because I'm not really sure. Because the story, I thought it was, I only heard part of it, and I heard that, you know, that he had been forced to step down for a little while because of the distraction. PBS said to step down, or Sesame Street. So what exactly happened?
So he was basically hit with accusations that he engaged in sex with an underage man, forced him to take a leave. So now this week they're saying that things have gotten worse, because there's lawsuits and another man had filed a lawsuit against him saying that he had sex with him before he was an adult as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and now
Kevin is allegedly claiming that he's now suffering from adverse psychological and emotional effects because of the man is claiming that he's suffering from these things because of Kevin's clash sexual acts and conduct. So the man is now demanding $5 million from him.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, that takes my breath away, and it makes me really sad because I like that man, Mr. Kevin Crash. Did you ever see the documentary? I think it was Being Elmo is the name of it. Did you ever see that?
Mm-hmm.
It was a really, really, you know, in-depth documentary about him and how he basically got into the business. I really liked that. So it makes me sad. I mean, I'm hoping the allegations aren't true because I am always suspicious when people suddenly get famous and start making a lot of money, then all of a sudden people come out the woodworks with things. So I'm always
mm-hmm.
naturally just suspicious, and I want to make sure that, you know, everybody is getting all the facts before they're making a judgment. But that being said, if it is true, then shame, shame, shame on Mr. Crash or anybody who knew, because, you know, that stuff does happen. And if it's true, which, God, I hope it's not, but it's going to be bad if it is. Really, really bad.
Yeah. I just think, I just think that's just so sad. And that's just not a way to end your career. Like, this man have been doing this for so, so, so long.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently watching Wendy Williams, mentioning her again, just to let you guys know, that's my idol. That's my idol. That is my idol. And I love her so much. But anyways, watching her show, I never knew he was an African-American man. All these years, I never knew who he was. And he was a guest on her show not too long ago. And, you know, I just got to know him through the interview that she did with him. And he seems like an okay man. I just hope the best for him. There's not much, especially when you don't know the situation. So there's not much you can say about it. It's sad. It's very sad. It's very sad. It's so sad. Wow. Isn't that something? That is something else. I know, really. Yes, for him. And he's been around for so long. Why now? That's what I don't understand about the situation.
Yeah, and it seems, you know, he just kind of in the last 2 years has been, you know, more public when he showed his face. You know, he was on Oprah, who is my idol, and he was on, you know, that was the first time I found out he was a black man. I had no idea either, and when he came out, I was like, oh, my gosh, okay. You know, I started to learn a little bit more about him, and so, you know, it's just kind of weird that all of a sudden, you know, you want to come out and sue for money. That's my thing that I'm a little suspicious about as well, because I feel like if you're emotionally distressed, then what is money going to do to fix that? Why a dollar amount on your emotions? It's a little bit strange to me, you know, like, is that you? Is that your lawyer talking? Why do you even have a lawyer? If you're emotionally distressed, go see a psychologist. Like, what's the issue with the whole lawsuit and all that? So I don't know. I feel like criminal charges, if you feel like something happened to you criminally, then you take
exactly.
it to the criminal court. The fact that you're
especially
suing.
When it happened at the time. Especially
yeah.
when it happened at the time. Why now? Why you choose to come out now? Why not,
yeah.
you know, put it out there on the table when it happened? Why now?
Yeah. And, like, you know, the guys that happened, Jerry Sandusky, the big story that was this summer, you know, those young men are grown now, and they went to the police, and they had, you know, now it was a trial, and now Mr. Sandusky is in jail and will be for the rest of his life. Why
right.
not that route? You know, when it comes to money and all of a sudden you're suing and you're talking about it on TV and you've got lawyers and all this, it just smells weird to me. Now, like I said, I'm not saying it's not true. I don't know what is or isn't, but it's just very, very strange to go that route, you know, to sue for money.
Right.
That doesn't bring back anything. It doesn't make anything better to take $5 million from this man.
Right,
so,
right.
I don't know. In either case, it's a sad story.
Mm-hmm. And I just wish him the best. Just wish him the best throughout it all. One last thing I have to say I'm so upset about. The Twinkies.
Yeah. The Twinkies are dying.
I'm so upset about that. I'm upset with that. I'm not going to get into details with that because the show will be over in maybe a minute, but I'm so upset with that. I need my Twinkies. I need my Hostess cupcakes, and I'm just totally sad about that. And it's so crazy because everyone is saying that these things are actually, like, sold out. And now they're saying they're having a mediation. Hopefully they'll be able to keep our cupcakes and Twinkies around. So.
That's like an American icon. Like, I don't even eat them anymore, but Twinkies, like, I want to be able to buy a Twinkie if I want one.
Yes,
like, really?
If you want a Twinkie.
Exactly. You know, some crazy person is selling a Twinkie online for like $10,000. They talked about it on The View. I'm like, are you insane right now? Calm down. If anybody pays that much for a Twinkie, they are insane and they have too much money.
Exactly. No, that's just a waste of time. But on that note, you know, we thank you guys for tuning in, for keeping it real. And we'll see you guys next week, and get it in. Eat all you can eat and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Tune in to the Redskins and Cowboys game. And we'll see what happens and who's the real champ. So let's get it in for the holidays. Enjoy yourself and be safe. Thanks for tuning in. We miss you, Mickey, and see you guys next week. And tune in for keeping it real. Enjoy.
It's Lawless.
Mm-hmm.